story fables and ghostly tales.
I can feel it. The strength coming back to me, us. Maybe not yet. Maybe when we get some more freedom. Perhaps we can even poison one of the warden's drinks and make our way out of here. We have all this inhibiting gel. I wonder what it does to humans. I'll scrape some of your shackles. You know, the warden here, he really loves his tea, some kind of habitual tea drinker, if I get the chance. Let's see what this inhibiting gel does. Before I get sidetracked, another set of ciphers.
SCP-031, What is Love? SCP-031 will be referred to as Love in this log. Object Class, Safe. Special Containment Procedures. Love is to be contained in a standard containment chamber located in Site-77's Safe SCP Wing. Personnel interacting with Love are not to view it directly, and communicate with test subjects through an intercom system installed in each chamber. The containment chamber is to be cleaned once per week by custodial staff wearing opaque goggles to mitigate Love's effect. Description: Love is an amorphous organism with a mass of 75 kilograms. Love is able to move at a pace of 3 kilometers per hour and leaves a trail of oil when it moves. It is only capable of rudimentary physical movement. Testing of recovered tissue samples have shown that Love is at least partially composed of human muscle and epidermal tissue. Love is capable of reproducing human speech in any pitch or tone, although it is not currently known how Love's biology produces them. Subjects directly perceiving Love will see it as an individual the subjects knew and had a romantic attraction to at some point in their past. When made aware that this is being observed, Love will claim to be this person, and that they have been left destitute by some event in their past. Love will use this to attempt to persuade the subject to allow it to stay with them for an extended period of time, until it is able to return to a stable situation. This effect applies to all persons who view Love, and research has not determined any upper limit to the number of persons who can be affected by Love at the same time. After inspecting the residence, Love may attempt to start a romantic relationship with the subject, and if successful, it will begin living in their home. Several cases have been documented where Love began to actively affect more than one subject at a time, eventually having a nest containing between at least 18 different hotel rooms containing subjects with some form of relation to Love. Love was recovered following contradictory police records taken after a riot in multiple subjects reported wildly contradictory views about Love's appearance, and initial civilian units were also affected. However, wide distribution of amnesiacs and inhaled tranquilizers pacified all affected subjects, and MTF Psi-7 was able to recover Love from the condemned hotel it had taken a residence in. As of 11th, 16th, 1958, Love has been classified as safe. Addendum. Research has determined that aromantic subjects are not affected by Love. However, all of these subjects will report Love as being a small, plump, humanoid figure with specific features being obscured by dark smoke emanating around the entity in the shape of Love's body. Further testing is required to explain this phenomenon. Further testing has shown that the perception of subjects affected by SCP-1937 is similarly affected. And this concludes SCP-031. What is Love? SCP-032, Brother's Bride. SCP-032 will be referred to as Bride Object Class Usalid. Special Containment Procedures. Bride is to be housed in Automated Containment Unit 535/15. Direct contact with Bride is to be restricted to research-relevant tasks only. Interviews, if deemed necessary, are to be carried out using the unit's remote communication array. While Bride's presence is not directly harmful to the human body, exposure to it is to be limited to periods of 12 hours or less due to its adverse effects on most beneficial microorganisms. Bride is not to be exposed to any biological material not refined or otherwise tempered by humanity, with an emphasis on non-human living entities. For full list of classifications, see document 032-RCL. Bride neither requires nor requests substances of other forms of comfort. Description: Bride is a type F, imperfect external resemblance, internally inconsistent, human simulacrum, of currently unknown origins. It is composed of an outer shell of pigmented silicon, 5.5 millimeters thick, and various plastic fiber polymers, with the outward appearance of a Caucasian woman nearing the third decade of life. Bride's interior is composed entirely of liquid refined oil, lacking any skeletal or muscle structure. Despite this, Bride is capable of locomotion and speech. Bride is capable of maintaining the illusion of humanity at a moderate distance, but becomes unconvincing at a closer range, causing mild discomfort in most observers. This effect has been deemed non-anomalous, despite apparently possessing fully realized cognitive abilities. Bride claims that it is not sapient, acting only as an intermediary instrument of its creators. The Foundation has not been able to verify or refute this claim as of yet. Bride possesses extreme adverse effects to any biological entity in its close vicinity not created, willfully influenced, manipulated by, or similarly relating to humanity. While the exact nature of these effects varies, Bride's presence inevitably causes severe and irreparable damage to the ability of any living organism to exchange and/or use energy. Wild flora loses its ability to produce photosynthesis, or otherwise produce or consume energy. Fauna, the use of its respiratory and digestive systems, etc. This applies to microorganisms as well, though Bride's effects seem to favor damage to their reproductive systems instead. It is hypothesized that the symbiotic relation some microorganisms have to humanity is the reason for this discrepancy. Bride was discovered sitting on the doorstep of the inner compound of Foundation Site near Slovakia. When questioned by Foundation security personnel, Bride explained its anomalous effects and claimed it was there to be stored. Surveillance footage showed no record of time of its arrival, and it is not yet known how Bride came to known site, location, or approach it without being spotted. When asked for its reason for seeking Foundation custody, Bride replied that it was there at the command of its creators, seeking indefinite storage until claimed. And this concludes SCP-032, Brother's Bride. SCP-033, the missing number, referred to as Number in this log. Object Class, Usalid. Special Containment Procedures. Number should be inscribed on any single sheet of irregularly shaped and handcrafted paper, papyrus, canvas, or vellum when not involved in active observation or study. The dimensions of the paper-like product should have no parallel borders, no right angles, and no side length should be equal to any other. See 033 safe dimensions. When contained in this manner, the paper-like product should be secured in a locked non-combination storage vault at least 30 meters from any computing or recording device. Logs for check-out or check-in of number at the minimum safe distance of 30 meters to avoid possible contamination of the paper product or electronic device that the log is kept in. When removed for study, number can be copied to a white chalkboard with 033 safe dimensions by Class D staff. Upon transfer to the white chalkboard, the paper-like product that contains number should be incinerated. Observation and study should take place in a secured conference room at least 30 meters from any computing or recording device for the maximum 2,560-second viewing window. All observations or notes should be made on 033 safe materials. Under no circumstances should any notes regarding number leave the storage facility or be input into a computing or recording device. At precisely 2,000 seconds of viewing, research must stop, and number should be transferred to a new 033 safe paperlight product and returned to storage by Class D staff. The white chalkboard utilized in research must be incinerated as soon as possible after the transfer is complete, regardless of whether number has faded naturally from its surface at 2,560 seconds. Whether 033 safe procedures halt or merely slow the deleterious effects of number is unknown. It is theorized the irregular borders and handcrafting by mathematically unpredictable humans somehow disrupts the logic which allows number to function. Description: number appears as a field of complex mathematical symbols, ranging from simple layman identifiable representations to those only interpretable by highly trained mathematicians. The sum of the symbols is equal to a previously unknown integer, designated theta prime by Professor Hutchinson, of intermediate value between and. As all modern mathematical calculations are performed lacking the knowledge or use of number, its introduction into any system organized without it begins eroding the numerical and eventual structural integrity of said system. This effect extends to numbers transfer to any paper-like surface not possessing 033 safe dimensions or any computing or recording device it is input into. If inscribed on any other material, number fades into unintelligibility in precisely 2,560 seconds. In addition, number has shown an ability to leap from a 033 safe material to a manufactured or electronic material which it can destabilize in at least one instance. See Incident Report 033D, requiring the institution of a 30-meter safe distance for electronic devices and paper-like products without 033 safe dimensions. There is currently no 033 safe specification for electronic storage. Of the operational research projects involving number are dedicated to finding such a method for electronic storage. Operational research projects are dedicated to the application of number as a neutralizing factor for potentially hostile machine logic-based SCP objects. Clarifying commentary from Professor Hutchinson follows for non-specialist staff in Document 033A. Effects may be reviewed in Document 033Q. Document 033A. Debriefing of Professor Hutchinson after first observation. Transcript edited for clarity. Professor Hutchinson:
every school child knows that 2 plus 2 is 4. The solid mathematical certainty of numerical order and value is the basis for all logic-based systems. We know that after 2 comes 3 and after 3 comes 4. What this formula proves is that we missed a number somewhere. Imagine if all our technology was based on the belief that after 4 came 6. We simply didn't know or conceive of 5. That is, in essence, what this formula proves. We missed a number. I can't tell you why the handcrafted vellum works best. I can only surmise that it displaces mathematical predictability in two ways. One, the irregularity of the crafting process due to human error serves to eliminate any traces of regularity that would be found in a machine-created product. Two, the irregular borders seem to confuse it somehow, as if it gets locked up, looking for a pattern to identify and use as an escape hatch. I'll tell you this, though. I don't think it should be left on anything longer than a few days. It will find a pattern eventually. I don't think it destroys anything. I think it tries integrating itself into our system, and our system can't hold it. It's like trying to cram another book into a full bookshelf. If you get a hammer, you can get it in there, but the whole shelf bursts eventually. If it gets out into the internet, we will potentially experience a full IT infrastructure collapse within hours.
Document 033Q. Test results, Trial 033 Delta 5. number inscribed onto a single sheet of standard 8.5 by 11 inch manufactured white copy paper, hereafter X1. A second sheet of identical paper, hereafter X2, placed 30 centimeters away. At 80 seconds, symbols consistent with the content of number begin appearing on X2, X1 unchanged. At 160 seconds, full content of number formulae appear on the surface of X2, X1 unchanged. At 32 seconds, X1, X2 both appear wet, symbols still visible. At 640 seconds, X1 is now roughly one part, apparently, water and five parts pulp-like substance, still filling an 8.5 by 11 flat plane. Symbols become unintelligible. X2 still appears wet, symbols visible. At 1280 seconds, X1 no longer visible at all. Liquid part appears to have evaporated, pulp-like substance apparently sublimated. X2 now roughly one part liquid and five parts pulp-like substance, still filling an 8.5 by 11 inch flat plane. Symbols unintelligible. At 2560 seconds, X2 no longer visible at all. Liquid part appears to have evaporated, pulp-like substance apparently sublimated. And this concludes SCP-033, the missing number.
Well, I never knew bones could come back from dust like yours, but I'm learning I shouldn't be surprised from the things I've seen you recover from. And that inhibiting gel won't be a problem. Your body, it's adapting, changing. It's why they have us locked up in here. You're special. They're using electric whips again. Rest for now. You're going to need it.
I hope you enjoyed both these SCP episodes, and I just wanted to say thank you for listening. I recently hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, and I only have you listeners on the podcast for spreading the word to thank, as well as the brilliant listeners on YouTube. So thank you. Some big players from a YouTube perspective that got me there is definitely Mortis Media, Skinned Locust, and Immunity Zero. These awesome people helped me reach more listeners, and for that I'm super, super grateful. And next week, I'll be doing shoutouts, but at the end of my episodes. I've gotten mixed feedback about shoutouts, with opinions expressing from "I love them" through to "I just want there to be stories from you, the tale teller." I cherish all feedback. I absolutely love it. So, I've decided to marry both concepts. I'm going to have shoutouts still, but I'll be placing them at the end of the episode. So you might have noticed I've cut back on my shoutouts. That's why. I'm listening to my listeners, just testing the waters to see how people would react, and I wanted to do right by everyone, both my podcast listening group, as well as my YouTube listener group, and I've listened. So, next week, I'll be putting this into practice, and every now and then I'll swing in a shoutout. I really do love them. Some of them have these great thank you notes that just crack me up, or amaze me. You people are great. And on next week's schedule, I'm going to dive into some creepypastas, some Facebook-submitted stories, and I'll even try to squeeze in something a little different as well. You know how I love surprises. So please enjoy your weekend and keep safe. And just like me, I hope you enjoy some Earl Grey. Oh, before I sign out to you lovely listeners, I just gotta say this. For those YouTube listeners who were wondering if I was giving up on Earl Grey, I'm not. I just shake up my flavors every now and then. But this goes to show that my listeners have such an eye for detail. Okay, keep safe and lovely, you brilliant people, and see you next week.